I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Let's take roll call. Virginia?
Here.
Denny's?
Here.
Jaybird?
Present. V. Kevin Ralston? He had a meeting he had to go to. So you got this crazy train of craziness.
He had to go do a sales meeting. They booked his sales meeting at like 10:45. Like, who does that?
Well, I think a salesperson would.
But don't they know that we're in here till 11?
Look, they really want the sale.
Damn. Well,
you were a salesperson back in the day.
I never would have booked your ass at 10:45.
I feel like it's a mild oversight.
I can't defend that.
Were you an insane salesperson? Or I think you're a great salesperson, to be quite honest with you. But
I was never insane. I never was like hardcore. I could have been way better if I was more pushy.
And if you really kind of honed your craft too, you aren't in it that long.
I wasn't. And really good salespeople that get a lot of sales, they don't hear no. When somebody tells me no, I'm like, all right, I'll see you. Bye.
All right, thank you for your time.
I'd be the shittiest salesperson / shittiest police officer. As soon as someone cry, I can't get the, yeah, you can leave, go. All right, I'm so fucking sorry, go. I would never give a ticket out.
I used to have to do insurance sales.
Oh.
That was tough.
Doesn't your dad do insurance?
He still does. That's how I got into it.
Okay.
I had the 220 General Lines insurance license is what we did. You have to do it every 2 years. You have to get re-evaluated for it and stuff. But, man, we used to have to cold call. You'd have to... selling insurance is awesome because once you sell a policy, the next year you get paid for that again if they renew. And you can kind of just, what you try to do is build 10 businesses, and then each year you would just get the renewals on those 10.
Did you make good money doing it?
Definitely. It's definitely a good money maker. The catch is a lot of the board meetings and stuff that they have for HOAs or condo associations are done on Saturday evenings or Friday nights.
Oh.
It's the only time they can get all the people there from their jobs and stuff. So you have to do that. And what they like to do is they like to call another insurance team in without telling you. And then they have them pitch why they're better than the one they currently have. And then you go, yeah, they throw you in the pit.
Like the Thunderdome?
They do.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be such a shitty salesperson.
Oh, I would Hunger Games their ass.
I would tell them why they shouldn't buy. You're right. You said no. Okay. Yeah. It's probably a good call.
I agree
you're probably
going to
save money by not doing
it.
Oh, no. If I had to present up against somebody else, I would love it. If I had my shit together, I would enjoy eating them for lunch.
No, you're really good at it. Look, you get shit done, but you're also, you got that.
I'm insane.
Yeah, and I think it's a mentality not everyone has. I don't like getting into arguments about that kind of stuff. And you're right. As soon as I would hear no, I'm like, all right, on to the next one.
If the client tells me no, I'm like, okay, that's good. All right, that's fine. Like, I don't want to be pushy. But if I was battling with another salesperson for the business and I knew it was business that was going to be given to somebody, depending on how good they were, fucking gloves on.
Well, I just know some of these solar panel guys come up. They're always trying to sell me shit, and they do not take no for an answer. This one motherfucker comes at least twice a week. It's the same guy.
What?
Like, dude, I don't want your panels. So... the way I'm thinking of it, I go, most people are thinking how I am. They want to punch this guy.
Well,
and
yeah.
I'm a pacifist, and I don't want to punch anybody, but Denny, I want to punch this motherfucker. So I'm thinking, yeah, if someone's saying no, I'm now making them uncomfortable, and it's time to move along. But I think that's that old school sales mentality.
You have to kind of be a little bit of a crackhead to keep hearing no. And not hear no. But some of the best salespeople are like that. And that's why I don't think I'm the best salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Jesse, he's the one that owns the Russ Market out in Lake Park.
Kelsey Vintage.
All those
antiques.
He teaches
my kid improv drama class as well.
He's been in every one of the KVJ horror movies, one of my childhood best friends. He, back in the day when I was playing baseball for Broward, our roommate, we had a shitty roommate, kind of like how Mags had.
Oh, the shittiest.
And the shitty roommate left, and we needed a third guy to fill, you know, that money. And he didn't have a job, came down there. He became a telemarketer selling pet medicine. He's such a good salesperson. He was making so much fucking money. He couldn't believe it. He goes, I thought I was going to struggle in Broward. I'm living like a king. He was the king of the food court.
Damn.
Because he was a good salesperson. Mm-hmm. I think if you're good, you can make a great living out of
it. He's a great actor.
It probably helped.
That helps.
I think that does.
He has the charm, the charisma, the gift of gab.
How would you sell shit, Denny's? I'd love to hear a sales pitch from a Denny's.
So it's weird. We would go in teams, and this was all condo associations. So it was everything east of I-95.
It's the only place to live is east of 95. Okay.
But yeah, it'd be south. Palm Beach County, Fort Lauderdale, and then Miami had a different building code. So you had to do, it was a different insurance policy or whatever. Same with Lauderdale, had a different, but they were kind of similar to West Palm. So the same company sold both. But a lot of the times, you wouldn't necessarily be selling to them. What it was at the time, everybody had the big storms in 04 and 05. So they were afraid of insurance because a ton of insurance companies went under and wouldn't actually pay out anything. So they came up with different systems where they would get self-insured trust together, where a group of associations would all put their own money into a bank account, and then if something got hit, they could. But so basically,
oh, you make your own trust.
Yes, you use an insurance company to help you get the reinsurance from like Bermuda or Lloyd's of London, and they would just help you put together this trust, and then you would separate the risk. So you would pick one condo association in West Palm, one in Fort Lauderdale. That way, if a storm hit, it didn't hit both places, and then they could then insure each other, essentially.
Gotcha.
So we can't do it. I kind of wanted to do like a role-playing thing.
It wasn't like the 80s where you're like, hey,
knock,
ma'am.
Knock, knock, knock.
I was going to play a Brooklyn, like Brooklyn Brian. Hey, what do you want? Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, no, it's not like
now,
that.
Now, fuck you. I don't want this.
The cold calls were weird, too, because you would get a lead, and it was somebody who was already kind of interested in it. So it wasn't like you were selling to them. They already kind of knew that you would be.
That's great. It's a hot lead.
Yes, we would get hot leads. The absolute cold calling where they just put you in a room and tell you that's the worst. Nobody's going to answer.
Is it cold calling pretty much you're just going up to random people and you're going, hey, I get this great product, this globe. Your kids are going to love
they
it.
They just give you a list of numbers and they tell you to
call them on the phone.
And they try to sell your thing?
Well, then, yeah, they try to get you to get your foot in the door. And then if you do, then you give it to another person and then they would take over that.
That cannot be a fun process.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
And people have become kinder, I feel like. And more patient.
I think you just become jaded.
I think at this point,
three.
You try to sell somebody, ah, fuck you, and they're hang right up.
So if you're doing that, you do get a lot of that. That is exactly what you get. You get a lot of bad words and hang-ups. But so you try to graduate past that. You try to get a couple clients to renew with you, and then you're cool. Then you can go golfing during lunch or whatever. Which is, I swear to God, they pay insurance people all this money to sit around and not do anything. There's so much downtime in insurance.
Really?
Yeah, it's really just, unless you're selling, there's really nothing.
So when your dad retires, like, what is going to happen to all of his clients?
So, and I won't bore everyone with this too
much. No, because the chat room's already saying they're so bored.
Yeah,
with,
I hear you.
They're like, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear about insurance.
So I'll just
they
surmise.
Need to shut the fuck up. I want to hear what Denny's has to say.
I know. Denny's never gets to talk. And everyone's like, all right, next.
All right, I hear you.
Boring.
I pick insurance
you.
To discuss.
It's kind of like a cold call right now with the
is.
Chat room.
I'm getting the same feelings.
Yes, Denny's, please go on more about insurance.
I will just close with the point that my father would create insurance policies. He wasn't insurance sales. Agent. He didn't sell the insurance policies. Him and a group would design new insurance policies for new things that needed insurance. Like one of the ones he worked on was hemp crops because it's not a federally, you can't, anything in marijuana, you can't use banks for anything that's federal. So they have to use different banks, credit unions, but also they can't get insurance in a lot of cases.
Oh.
And if a storm rolls through and kills your entire crop, normally, farmers would have farmers insurance, some sort of insurance to cover that. But if you're in hemp, you just lose that crop.
That might have turned the tide in the chat room.
Let me
refresh the page, and it says, Denny's, shut the fuck up.
Oh. So when your dad retires, it'll go. It's a corporation that he works for. It's not his company.
Next comment, Virginia. No, stop egging it on.
He doesn't exactly work for a company. He gets hired by companies.
Contractor.
Yes.
Got it.
So
I'm just trying to figure out if you can be the heir apparent to the throne.
Not really.
Gotcha.
It's not really. If anything, right now he's big on parametric insurance. He's noticed just that, yeah, and this, I'll wrap this up, that weather has been changing a lot over the last few years, and that they're trying to fill that gap with insurance now, and as you were.
Okay, now I'm going to talk about fire insurance. Dave, you can never have, don't ever have a fucking human moment, Denny.
Oh, so I see some people are asking about insurance. I can keep going if you guys need.
Those people are trolling.
Believe
no,
you,
they're not asking.
There's a few people like, no, Denny, I want to hear more about insurance.
Aww.
My wife's in there trolling.
I love it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I love the fact that your wife trolls.
Denny's wife is awesome at trolling. We'll be doing weird and whatever, or we'll be doing a video, and she'll see my figures in the background. She'll go, hey, Jay, but I noticed that's a 1987 Chewbacca, but without the original gun. All right, we're going to read some emails. And the first one is how to renew your insurance.
The first one is funny. It's from Pedro, and he says, hey, Kevin, here's a question for you. What happens if there's a hurricane and everything is closed for weeks? What about your hair?
Oh, that's how you know he's...
Would Kevin just have to grow that shit out? Would it be all, like, scraggly and mullet-like?
How does that work? Let's say Kevin doesn't go to the barber or the hairstylist. Does it just keep growing?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it'll grow underneath.
And then eventually it would literally look like shit.
It'll revolt. It'll push it off, probably.
Oh, people want to know about our meeting, by the way, yesterday, too. Did anything of note to bring up to our meeting? Because we talked a lot about that yesterday.
No.
They want to know about the catering. It was catered by Publix. They had sandwiches galore. They really did.
They had meat. They had non-meat. They had ham. They had roast beef. Chicken tender platter. They also had a fruit tray and a vegetable tray.
I got to say that was one of the better caterings from our from this building.
I would agree.
The only thing I wish, and this is just if I'm nitpicking, I prefer chicken tenders to be warm. When they're refrigerated, then it's just not as good for me.
So I think that room we were in was so cold. I think it was heated. The food was already warm originally. I think just the coolness of that room froze them.
You got to keep in mind, too. You're trying to get all these people in a room at the same time. You're transporting food. You want to keep it fresh.
Look, there's a certain thing. It's technology nowadays called a chafing dish. You can fucking keep chicken tenders hot.
Yeah, they didn't chafe.
I'll bring my chafing dishes from home if I would have known, because I can't eat no cold ass chicken.
I'm just going to be honest. You kind of sound like a snack snob. Snack it right there.
Whatever.
I'm with you. I ate one of those cold ass.
I want my thighs warmed up.
Snack snob. Next snack pack song dedicated to Virginia.
Snack snob.
We just use AI and put Virginia
in. I want my thighs hot.
We'll never use AI for a snack pack song. Don't get me started on AI, please. Please.
I forget.
Please. Because then the audience will have to fucking, they'll get mad about the 30-minute rant I go about on AI.
Denny's poke the bear. Poke the bear.
Go, please talk about insurance. Please.
AI insurance.
We will never do AI, Denny's.
All right, here's the next email. It's from Crystal, and it says, hey, KBJ, my husband John has loved KBJ for over 17 years now. He's currently a sailor deployed overseas and was able to connect to the internet for just a few minutes the other day, and he sent me this lesson, this message that I thought you would really enjoy. It's from her husband John. It says, I was just feeling over it today, and I wanted to be back home and not here. So I pressed play on a KBJ show podcast, and Virginia and Jason were laughing their asses off, and just instantly it brought me to Zen. It was awesome. Aww.
Oh, that's that very sweet. Nice.
USA.
What? USA. Who? USA. The cool thing about the United States is that our insurance policies.
The chicken tenders, chafing dishes.
Hot thighs.
We do have to title this podcast the Shitty Insurance Podcast.
Insurance, chafing.
I love it.
All right. This one's from Nikki. It says, I'm a bit behind, but I'm watching the After the Show right now. And the shot you guys talk about where they take your blood, get the bad cells out of it, and then give it back with the good cells only. This is the new way instead of a cortisone shot. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. QC Kinetics does this. So they spin your blood, take the plasma, they inject it back into your injury. Okay, I know what she's talking
about.
Is
that what you're thinking I need?
Well, it's the new kind of cortisone shot. And you can
so
do
you use
this.
Your natural cortisone?
I think this is what Tiger Woods did to be able to walk again and golf again and all that again. I mean, he had some amazing recovery.
I need something.
She
soon.
Said they don't do many cortisone shots anymore. They do this instead.
Okay, I was curious. I think I got a cortisone shot a long time ago when I was playing baseball, just so I could move.
This is the new cortisone,
and I thought. It only lasted for about 3 days, and I could be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. But back in the day, was that a quick fix, and then you were out?
My friend got a cortisone shot because I hooked it up for him, and he was not a patient of that doctor. But it lasted for months.
Really? Good God, that'd be nice.
I mean, the technology's probably gone up. Clearly, they've changed it to this.
You're right. I haven't played baseball since the 90s.
You could go to QC Kinetics. I went there, and it's expensive, but they give people relief.
Okay, Jay Bird, you'll be able to walk. That'll be $7,000 today and pay $9,000 tomorrow.
You can see if they have insurance.
It's not that much.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm joking. That was parody, and that was just a joke.
All right, let me read the next email. It's from Bonnie. It says, my best day as a divorced mom is Father's Day because I'm all to myself and he has the kids. Ha, ha, ha.
I think more people are honest. I think a lot of people do. I'm not saying alone all the time, but don't you like having a day where you're kind of just chilling and there's nothing bothering you?
Yeah, it's definitely. Self-care.
You're able to hit pause. That's why people meditate. You have to take time to get away from the world and shut it down.
I would agree.
I totally agree.
You still meditating, Denny's?
I've fallen out ever since baby just because it's a little tricky because you just need quiet. I'd have to do it before I picked him up. But we've been having these meetings and stuff after work, man. It's just some days it'll set me back an hour.
But that catering, though.
Them cold chicken tenders.
Chafing dishes.
Chafing dishes.
Yeah, I haven't. I need to get back into it. I can tell. It really does change your mind state.
It does.
It's just like with everything. It'd be the same as walking. It'd be the same with anything. Anytime you start anything, it's just it takes a minute to get back into it.
That's just it. And I think it's kind of like running. If you're running and you finally get to the point where you're sort of kind of in shape and then you take a month or two off and you try to get, you're like, fuck running. I'm never doing this again. It does. It takes time to get into. I notice a major difference in my personality. Pissy Pete comes out more when you're not meditating. Not you. I'm saying me.
Hey, just lack of sleep in general. I think meditation helps a little bit with that.
That is true. Lack of sleep will make me pissy AF.
But you don't do meditation at all, do you, Virginia?
I don't have time.
Yeah, that's why you can't do it, because you believe you can't do it. Just make time, my friend.
I would rather sleep than meditate, and the only time I get to myself in any given day is my nap. So fuck anybody who tries to take it. I'm not doing anything but sleeping.
Definitely don't mess with Virginia's nap.
No.
I treasure it.
Well, I'm not sure why you answered one time, but if I ever do end up in hell, I'll know right away, because that's what it sounded like. It was it had the sound of a demon that you never wanted to see.
I think I was laying there trying to fall asleep and I couldn't fall asleep, and then you called and I'm like, well, fuck it, I'm not sleeping anyway. But I did answer with a bit of a tune.
It had a vibe. That was the vibe. That's exactly how I would say what was happening. What? I'm like, never mind. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I need you to wear green paint.
But you didn't wake me up. Because if I do fall asleep, I usually don't hear the phone vibrating. I'm usually asleep.
That's why I go, oh, shit. Oh, you're napping. My bad.
Yeah, there's a time I won't text Virginia. I wait. Or if I do, I'll preface like, you don't have to answer this now.
Mom's got to get her nap.
All right, this one is from Joe. And it says, good morning, KVJ. I suspected my now ex-girlfriend was communicating with another guy. And while I was getting ready in the morning, she would be texting him in the living room. I saw one of the text messages. She told him she would have loved to golf with him, but she was out of town. She stays here in Florida in the winter and then has been going back up to New York in the summer. She's also a fill-in bartender in Florida. I did look through her phone and saw one more message between her and this guy from up north. One of the messages she said to him was, I wish I was with you captive.
Wait, is he asking if he, what's he asking?
I don't know. Hold on.
So
we got
to
get there.
To
I didn't pre-read these. I'm not Kevin.
Because we
just fucking rip and read, bruh.
Oh, that's a dangerous game. You may find yourself reading an insult.
When am I going to have time to rip and read? I'm in here arguing with you.
Well, we already hate. Whatever. We weren't arguing.
I'm kidding.
Today we weren't arguing. Today we're yelling.
Tomorrow we'll argue.
We will absolutely argue tomorrow. It's the end of the week. We're both pissy.
He goes on to say, another message said, you didn't miss me that much. And he responds by saying, only every day that ends with me on top or you on bottom. What?
And then the next thing, there was a picture of her jerking him off. Do you think she's cheating on me?
Last Friday, I packed the remaining stuff that she had in my condo and I sent it to the bar where she works. I didn't put any names on the outside of the box. And when you would open the inside of the box, I put a note with her name on the inside. I took pictures of those text messages. She doesn't know. I made copies of them and put them on the outside of the box as well.
So he's trying to blow up her spot.
He's saying what he did to bust her and embarrass her, sent everything to her work, and then now all her coworkers know she's a cheater.
Yeah, you know, look, if that makes you feel better, it's not my cup of soda. Mm-hmm. I think revenge is a
dish best served cold.
Like chicken tenders.
And I think it's bad for your spirit.
Oh, gosh. It makes you feel better in the moment. It's just the age-old tale.
But you know what? I've said that before on the air, and people have said, fuck you, Bird. No, they cheated on me, and I got mine, and I feel good about it.
If you can get revenge without doing GBH, great bodily harm, I think it's good for your soul. But if your revenge involves hurting somebody to now where there could be ramifications for you, that's not a good thing. Because now you're going to be living in fear when the ramifications catch up to you.
Yeah, however you have to get closure, you just hope it's not something malicious. But yeah, I could see some people probably have to get that last dig to move on.
Look,
otherwise, it's not happening.
I have wanted to commit crimes so bad for revenge and so physical and so painful. But then I thought about, okay, what happens when they bust me because maybe I didn't tie all my loose ends and now I have to go do time for this crime.
So what happens is, in my humbled opinion, I think we're talking about matters of the heart stuff. And if you're a person that's not a cheater and you're blindsided by being cheated on and you find out someone's been,
terrible.
It really is it's such a betrayal. I get why you would go to a dark place. And I'm not on my holy hill saying, you know, you're a terrible person. I feel like revenge can lead you into a dark place.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. And I do want to hurt cheaters, but more importantly, I wanted to hurt people that hurt my child.
Well, that's different to me.
I wanted to severely inflict great bodily harm on them, and I had to step back from some of my thoughts because I could have put some wheels in motion and fucked some people up. But then think about all I had to lose.
Well, yeah.
Well,
when it comes to my friends and family, I look at that differently than a relationship with a partner. You do something horrific to one of my sisters or, you know, someone I love like that. Yeah, I'm going to go to a dark place and I don't care about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I would do something so crazy, but yes, revenge would be on the mind, and that's a revenge I would not ever let go of.
You think about it.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
But then when time passes, you do get more clarity and you release as much of the need to hurt them. You really do. When time passes, you don't want to kill them as much.
Look, the emotions of a human's a tricky game, man. You're up, you're down, you're happy, you're sad, you're like,
fuck.
I know, fuck.
Why are we here?
Why? Man, I've been asking that question for so long.
I like to say it because I know you'll repeat it.
Well, I've been asking it since I was three, and everyone's giving me quite the answer, Denny.
The one thing I can guarantee you, if I say, he'll repeat, why are we here?
Why are we here?
I don't know how people don't ask that every day. Why? What's going on?
This one's from Renee. It says, hey, guys, I just want to give a shout out to Jaguar Athletics, the Monarchs and Majesty cheer teams. They worked their behinds off and came away with first place Grand National Champions this past weekend in the 7 to 12-year-old athlete category. Wow.
Jaguars.
Get it.
Jaguar, you did not. Can you say it that way as well?
Jaguar? Yeah, I only did it because I wanted that extra syllable.
It's weird again. It's weird. Do we say different words the same thing?
Jaguar.
Dora the Explorer says Jaguar.
Jaguar? I think Jaguar is probably the regular way.
Is Dora nice? She's not like that fucking Peppa the Pig.
She's a positive
fat shaming
her
dad.
Dora is sweet to everybody. Peppa gets a little spicy. That's why I prefer Peppa.
I don't think I'm a Peppa fan.
Whatever. Peppa brings that heat.
Fat shaming her dad.
What's up with always making pigs look all fucked up? Porky the Pig, hashtag me too. Never had pants on. He finally went down.
I will say, Peppa the Pig is drawn weird.
Good, Dennis. Get on that.
Doesn't it look like Picasso kind of to
it
you?
It does. It's a weird looking shape.
Yeah, it's kind of a flat.
And we all kind of agree, Picasso, a little overrated.
Atoll vodka is delicious. It's basically the only vodka I've ever had that you can have it on the rocks and just sip it and not make a face. That's the great thing about Atoll vodka. It's a crisp citrus finish on a delicious vodka. Grab some for yourself today. Atoll vodka. I got it at Star Liquors right there on Indian Town Road in the Public Shopping Center all the way east. But you can also go online at mashandgrape.com. All right, this one's from Jackie. It said, hey guys, I have entered almost 400 times for the Taylor Swift concert tickets. I love me some Taylor. Why didn't I win?
Everyone's trying. Even my ex-girlfriend, who I haven't spoke to. I mean, we're not in bad terms or anything, but she reached out. Is there any way I can get this from, like, zero power.
That's a
tough one. Zero power, and if we did have power, we couldn't rig it, because that's how you lose your job in radio. You can't rig these contests. You gotta let, that's why we don't even get involved. I don't even want to know the keywords. Like, all the promotions people handle, all that kind of stuff, they take care of who's gonna be our winners. We have nothing to do with picking.
I mean, to be quite honest with you, and I'm not even kidding you, I don't even think I have the power to get my ex-girlfriend Taylor Hicks tickets. And that's an American Idol joke. I know a lot of people don't get that, but he was the winner. I think he won American Idol.
Damn.
I think they called him the Soul Man. He played the harmonica a lot.
He was a Silver Fox.
You'd be the Soul Man at his show.
I was not a Hicks head.
Nobody was. Yeah.
People did wonder how he won.
They turned on that show.
They did.
Because of him.
I
kind of think after he won, it started trending down. Damn, the Taylor Hicks effect.
Sorry. This one's from Daniel. It says, hey guys, the McDonald's Asian sauce that was on one of the Nationers email they were asking for is called the Szechuan sauce. Oh. Rick and Morty did a gag on one of their episodes and McDonald's bought it back in 2018 and sold out.
You still like Rick and Morty?
Oh, yeah. Just for context, so that episode, they find there's multiple dimensions, and Rick finds one dimension where they didn't discontinue that sauce from McDonald's.
That's funny.
So he loves going to that dimension because it's the only time he can ever get the Szechuan sauce. He said it was a promotion for Mulan, and then after Mulan left, they got rid of the sauce. So that's why that's a running joke. So anyway, McDonald's saw that. I think maybe like 3 years ago now. Jen and I actually went to that when they re-released that sauce and stood in line. The line was around the block.
That's a funny angle.
It's very funny.
Denny's and Suits have introduced me to some funny cartoons that I never... I'm not really a huge cartoon guy. I watch three now because of them.
Cartoons kind of... The stigma's changed on those. Those used to be for, you know, kids and stuff. But now a lot of the comedies are cartoons. Even if they could make a live-action show, they just make it a cartoon, I think, because it's easier. You don't have to have the actors present all the time.
I get why some people don't like South Park, but you guys got me on South Park, man. I respect people who don't give a fuck and are not scared to get canceled or just they know when they write some shit, there's without a doubt someone that wants their head on a stick.
I think they're used to it since the beginning of their career.
Well, they'll even troll and go after her and be dicks to their fans.
I know, and I love it. They are spicy and they go after everybody. They don't pick.
They're very topical, and they find a way to make fun of, you know, we always get into these debates where, oh, it's turning political, and there's really two sides to that thing of people are champion. They do a great job of making fun of both angles of that side.
So the typical formula is they'll take topic A and they'll make it so extreme that nobody sides with it. And then they'll take topic B, which is opposed to A, and they'll make that one extreme so no one agrees to it. Then they'll have somebody be the voice of reason, like an Aesop fable, and tell you the real, what if we just met in the middle? Maybe both parts are right, right? And then they have a joke make fun of that. And that's how they end their episodes. It's such a perfect formula because they basically are making fun of all points. Yeah. But they're letting you see all points, you know? If you look back and you think about it, why are we fighting about stupid things?
Are people still loving Family Guy? Is that still considered one of the tops, or is that kind of falling off?
I think it is out of comfort. I personally haven't watched it in a long time, and I was a pretty big Family Guy fan.
I was too, man. That's been around forever.
Yeah, that's going on, I mean, legacy now. I mean, how long has that show been going on? 2000, I remember the DVDs came out, nobody bought them, and then they became a cult classic.
I've still got the DVDs. Rocco actually watches them. He loves them.
They are. I mean, Family Guy is a funny cartoon, man.
It is. Yeah, seasons 1 and 2, they got canceled. They came back with 3, and they were kind of weak. And then from 4 onward, they really, I thought, went right back in and even became better than they were originally. If you watch the old episodes now, they're so old, you know? And animation, jokes, everything.
That's how I feel about, I watch old Curb Your Enthusiasms. And back, I mean, when Curb came out, that was, I think, 1999 or 2000. So those jokes and that style, which in my opinion has been imitated a lot throughout just the last 25 years or 20 years, you do go, wow, that was considered so hard-hitting, and now it's so kind of watered down.
It's mundane. You just go, this is really what got people, you know, bunched up in the panties? Yeah, it's just weird.
All right, this email is from Karen. It says, I'm calling out people who are blaming Live Nation for high ticket prices. The person who makes $900 off Taylor Swift tickets is Taylor Swift. Why do you think she's a billionaire? All the Swifties that are writing into their senators complaining that they can't get tickets, and now there's that antitrust suit against Live Nation in federal court. All this does is hurt the employees of the company, like my husband, who are working and middle-class people. Live Nation doesn't set the prices for the concert. Taylor Swift does. She's the one that charges $900 a ticket.
Signed, not a Swiftie. Does Taylor Swift, because, I mean, it just seems like, I know she gets a lot of hate, does she have that moment where, like, the controversial moment in the career?
She already had it. The whole Kardashian battle and the whole Kanye taking the microphone.
She was the victim. She looked good in all that.
No. She actually, if you go back in the history book, she was actually, they were coming for her for a hot minute. You need to go back and do your history.
You know, I understand what you're saying.
Remember she wrote the album with the snake on the cover, and that was because they called her a snake, and everybody was on social media calling her a snake?
I'm talking, that is like a sub kind of a controversy. Yeah. I'm talking like a Will Smith moment or a...
Something that was...
She's not going to do anything like that.
Yeah, a big moment. Yeah, because a lot of people have had that in their career. I don't see it ever happening.
Yeah.
She's not going to piss it away.
Yeah, and there's a point of wealth you get to where if there was any shady stuff, they're doing their best to not let that ever come out. You know?
Yeah, I get it. I know Swifties are already sending me messages about fuck. You know what? New rule: never talk about Taylor Swift again.
She wasn't always loved.
I get it. I definitely did not set that question up right, and I wish I would have punched myself instead.
It's not too late.
I just think there's a lot of people that want to bring her down, and it's not happening.
I hear you.
Not right now. The tides do change, but as we speak right now, I don't see anybody doing it.
She'd have to slap
it.
Chris Rock.
And that's what I meant, would the tide ever change? And I probably should have.
Somebody should slap Chris Rock.
So if a second person slapped Chris Rock, it would become a thing.
That would be. It would be
everybody starts slapping Chris Rock.
He's in line somewhere.
Who would be the most? Who? If Adam Sandler got mad and slapped Chris Rock, it would be that the world's over.
Oh my gosh, that would send everyone into a tizzy.
I think the world blows up.
It does. I would agree with you.
If he was really mad and slaps Chris Rock at a public thing, it would be serious.
I think I want Oprah to slap Chris Rock.
Any celebrity, I'll take it.
Oprah would be amazing.
Oprah would be amazing.
Okay, Adam Sandler would be devastating because Adam Sandler really is, for the most part, other than critics, loved by so many people. Oprah's very polarizing.
Is Maya Angelou dead? It'd be great if she slapped him.
No, it would not be. That is not a good example at all.
I want somebody so peaceful and sweet to just slap the piss out of him for comedy.
For no reason.
Two things I wish I wouldn't have done today. Asked Denny's about insurance and bought up Taylor Swift.
I'll talk insurance if the people want it.
Denny's will do his insurance.
Denny's, you better be careful. You'll be doing a sidebar podcast called The Insurance Minute.
You're right.
I will produce that podcast for you. I'd be honored.
With Big D.
Yeah, and I love that. Insurance talk with Big D.
All right, this email is from Katarina. It says, I recently started drinking at least 80 ounces of water a day. The bathrooms in our house are all on one side. It's a long house. So I started peeing in my own backyard. I'm a woman. My boyfriend thinks I'm nuts. The yard is just closer, and it's kind of a great feeling. Ha, ha, ha. I do take kitchen paper towels with me to dry myself, but it's just because they're conveniently by the back door. Am I weird?
Nope, I'd have to be a sexist pig to say that was
wrong. I think it's fine.
I love going out. And I have a whole little section to go to. Sometimes it is freeing.
Girl.
It's nature. Mm-hmm. I like to look at the sky.
Free that beaver. Let it breathe.
Free the bees.
Yeah.
Or relieve the bees.
Relieve your
bees. I heard you say that before. Yeah. I'm going in the back. I relieve the bees. I'm like, okay, cool. I have to go throw up now.
Drain the beaver.
But you have said relieve the bees at times. That was a thing at one point. That might have been station one.
That might have been 2012.
It might have been.
Every now and then at night, I'll pee outside. So I have a door that opens into my yard. I'll leave that open, and that blocks me. I can just stand there and pee.
I mean,
it's so nice.
It's very nice.
Is it weird in the sense that everyone does that? No, most people don't do that, but is it weird? No, you're fine. I think you're awesome.
Is it bad for your grass?
No,
definitely not. It makes your grass grow like crazy.
Really?
Now, if you're pissing and you see a big, I don't know, like a pothole there, I'd go to the doctor, get that shit checked out.
it's continually killing.
You have acid urine or something.
I'd say, yeah, the bushes are growing pretty fiercely by where I usually urinate.
Yeah, I wouldn't say make it, don't make a pee corner where it smells like piss all the time. but yeah, every now and then, get your nature on. Relieve the beef.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
This email is from Jason, not this Jason, different Jason, but he said, that DA's apology was garbage, just like her. She said, I have no excuse. But then, later in that apology, she gave three excuses. She's a piece of garbage that has zero respect for law enforcement. Imagine if there would have been no body camera. She thinks she's above the law, which is, by the way, a great Steven Seagal movie. And to me, Reese Witherspoon's apology was way better.
Oh, it absolutely was better. I still think it was a shitty apology.
It was terrible. And Above the Law is pretty over the top. With Steven Seagal.
That
movie's pretty over the top.
You could just put Steven Seagal and over the top with any sentence you ever say. Except for his acting. His acting's kind of understated and shitty.
Yeah,
he's very like this day.
What if I did this? And,
I'm going to snap your neck and then choke you with my ponytail.
But if you watch the video of that lady when the body cam footage, you can tell in her face that she does not have any remorse for what she's doing.
No, they made her apologize.
She's very annoyed that she's being pulled over. You can see she goes, I'm not answering this. I mean, I edited down some of that for the the on air, but there's a lot more to that.
There's one where it's on a DUI, and these are even better because they're just being a fucking asshole, where you've got like a city councilman or a mayor or whatever that type of, they get pulled over and they roll down the window, and this one guy, he was in charge of some kind of, he goes, are you sure you want to do this? That's a, like one of the first things he said. The police officer could not have been kinder.
Yeah.
And she goes, it was a female police officer, and he almost had just the air of
cocky.
You are a woman pulling me over? That's how it felt. Ugh. And she could not have handled it better. What a fuck face he was. And he kind of got off.
Well, I feel like
he got off.
Yeah, he did.
Damn.
Now, not with the internet, and
not with the court of public opinion.
The court of public opinion came for his ass, and I
good.
Yeah,
dox the fuck out of
sometimes
him.
Sometimes I think that might be worse.
Oh, I think definitely. It is. Yeah, when everybody's coming for you and everybody at your job is talking about you, I think that's way worse.
Don't you think if you're a DA and you get pulled over like that and you don't say anything and they look through your records, they go, oh my gosh.
It's the DA.
I'm going to be cool with them. If you approach it like that, you don't say anything, don't announce your title, you just let them take, because they're going to look up your record.
Right.
They're going to see who you are.
We're living in a time now where title smital. I mean, if you're using your title to get anything, people are going to take that. I mean, they're going to take that shit hard, especially if it's on camera and nobody's doing anything about it.
You're right.
Yeah,
we're
definitely.
Different times of that kind of shit.
Do we have the ability to pull up suits in the other room, Denny's? This is a question for him that I don't know the answer to.
I could bring his ass in here.
Bring
his ass in here. Because I don't, none of us would know this, I don't think.
Is it about boat insurance?
Are you guys kicking me out and talking insurance? Because I'll stay.
I texted Virginia. We got to get suits in.
Why can't both of you stay?
Yeah, both of you stay. Because he had to do the dome camera.
Don't worry. He put it on the dome.
The dome camera. We apologize, everybody. We know.
He's giving you dome.
It looks like shit. We're not happy about the dome camera. Hopefully that gets changed with the new studio.
Any year now.
All right, Suits. This is for you. It says, is this true? I was informed by a friend that it's not illegal for these cruise ships to dump trash as long as they're more than 3 miles out. He swears it's even normal. And some of them do it all the time. Is he for real? And why would this be okay? Thank you guys so much for all your answers. I've enjoyed every minute of your show. I'm sure waking up early and putting a smile on isn't always easy, and it's appreciated. Love, Nikki.
Yeah, as far as I know, that's completely illegal. I don't think they're allowed to do that. I've seen cruise lines get in trouble for that before and get like massive fines for dumping in the ocean. You're not supposed to do that.
Good.
I don't think that's legal, yeah.
The other thing, too, is people want an update about your situation. You don't have to get into it right now. We can wait. But there's definitely stuff moving forward with everything. And I don't want people to think we're forgetting about it, ignoring it. We're not ignoring it.
Behind the scenes, we've been feverishly working with Suits, for Suits, around Suits.
If Suits knows if anything goes south with his gig, he's more than welcome to stay at my house for as long as he wants, along with his mother at any point, with zero rent if that needs to happen. So Suits will be taken care of one way or the other. We want Suits to make more money and do great in his life. We also want Suits to stay, but if it ever comes down to a situation, we will take care of Suits. There's just some things we're not able to get into publicly.
Yeah, you guys have honestly done an amazing job and gone above and beyond to help me out through my situation for basically the last 2 years, really. I mean, this has been an ongoing thing. And I know people keep asking, they're like, hey, what's the latest update with what you're doing? And it is moving. It's just a slow process. And I don't want to get ahead of myself before I have something where I know for a fact this is what's going to happen.
You don't have a definite plan.
Exactly. Now, I have an idea of what I'm doing right now, and I'm confident that's going to be what's going to happen. But there's certain steps that have to happen first, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, say, all right, this is what I'm doing, and then for some reason that doesn't work out and I have to backtrack on that. So I'm hoping to have something for you guys soon. I kind of have a timetable in my head right now that I've talked to you guys about, but until I know for sure that's what's happening, I just haven't come out with it yet. So that's just kind of where I'm at right now.
In worst case scenario, we'll always figure it out.
Absolutely.
You're never going to be on the street. We would never allow that to happen.
No,
never.
I don't have any concern about that. I've got myself in a spot right now where I feel I've got a good situation right now.
Good.
Feel like I've got a good plan, and then I always have you guys as a backup if I need that. So
absolutely.
I feel good right now about where I'm at, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks I'll have a full announcement on what my next steps are in life. But you know, right now I'm just working through the process to get everything taken care of in advance of that.
And Victor in the chat room said, yeah, Bird will turn Suits into a housewife. Oh, no, that you would have to... You have to blow me. Blowjobs are part of the contract.
But that's a given. I mean, we didn't even have... I knew that.
I think everyone already knew that.
It was expected.
But good, that's a good update, and hopefully that quenches the thirst of people wanting that update. Because people keep asking me.
It's coming.
It is.
It's coming soon. Sooner rather than later, you're going to get it before the summer hits.
But you are working. I guess the thing that gets confusing is people are trying to find remedies and solutions. And I think you know what you want to be doing and the path.
Yes. I mean, for me, I've kind of accepted it. And I'm, in a sense, excited about taking a new step and doing something a little different, you know. And moving out of South Florida is what's going to be happening, you know. I'm okay with that. That's the plan. That's what I expect to do. And it's probably going to be happening sooner rather than later. I actually, you know, I had that process moving along this morning even. I have some updates on that. I'm doing another trip here probably coming up soon that I was going to fill you guys in on after we wrapped up.
Sure.
But, you know, just I don't want to go ahead and put too much out there until I know for a fact that this is official. This is happening. This is where I'm going.
Right. If you make a big announcement and then you have to come back and say, oh, it didn't like come to fruition. It's like stupid.
Exactly. So,
but we'll roll with the punches, baby.
Yep.
You know, that's life. And we will make sure we will make sure no soldier is left behind.
I know that I'm covered. That's what's a good thing. So I've got you guys in my corner, and that has been a huge help.
Awesome.
We'll always be in your corner.
I appreciate that. I love you guys.
We love you more. And whatever you do, you can always come back home.
Okay. That's the good thing here, yeah.
Now get that insurance fuck back in here.
Yeah, I have some questions, Denny's, about insurance, if you got a second.
Y'all
got
to take it off the air. They're going to turn on us.
It's only going to take 20 minutes.
We're going to walk outside, and they're going to have pitchforks. Stop talking about insurance!
Indiana Insurance over here.
Thank you, Suits.
Thank you, Suits.
No problem.
Very good.
This one is from Amanda, and it says, hey, guys, I was listening to an old podcast from January, and I have some questions. I was traveling a lot, and I missed some stuff. So whatever became of that TV show Virginia had to be all secretive about? I'll answer that one.
Are you going to still be secretive about it?
I have to still be secretive. It won't be coming on until the fall. Can I say the network?
No, just don't even try.
It's going to be on in the fall, and it didn't happen yet, so they're not allowing me to talk about it yet. She also goes on to ask, how was Virginia and Jay Bird's trail mix off? Jay Bird, I'll let you take it.
It was an epic trail. Just an epic. Yeah, it was. We bought. I honestly think there was some communication issues. I had a lot going on during that week, and I was kind of the one struggling to get my trail mix together. And I really don't think we sold it to Kevin hard enough. Now, with that said,
he hated it.
I also think Kevin hated it.
Yeah.
Kevin hated it. Jay Bird was super busy. I'm the only one that really like went all gung ho because you know I love cooking, I love food, and I had to go to the grocery anyway that day. So I just bought the most expensive trail mix ingredients at Whole Foods that you can imagine, and then I brought my trail mix in here, and nobody was wanting. Kevin did not want to do it, and I was just pissed.
I think Kevin would say, but I kind of did see it.
It wasn't great radio. I'll give him that.
But we could do a video. Honestly, though, I think you can make anything fun.
You
can make almost anything fun, except for insurance. That we were. I was trying to.
Well, it's funny you bring up insurance because.
I'm just kidding. I'm never going to let you.
It was weird selling insurance. I had to shave every week.
Oh,
Oh, shit.
Dude, the old dogs would not want to do any business with young whippersnappers that had any facial hair. You weren't allowed to have any facial hair.
Damn.
That's how my golf course was. They said, you got to be a clean-shaven son of a bitch. And I'm like, fuck that. So my buddy, who was a whiz at the time on computers, made me a fake doctor note that said, Jason needs to grow his goatee.
A medical goatee?
He made up some weird... Yeah, and they go, oh, it's a doctor's note. He's got to grow his goatee. I was allowed to grow my goatee.
What?
It was a stupid
The
fact that these asinine individuals accepted a doctor's note for a goatee.
That's amazing.
Okay, who are they? And can we call them and tell them that it was all a ruse?
I know. I think I've gone on the air and I've gotten an email from the person who used to work in HR, who, by the way, is awesome, thinks it's hilarious.
That is amazing.
She's the best
amazing.
Document ever.
Oh, yeah. They
to get my hands on that letter.
Well, what a dumb... You can't have facial... As long as it's kept clean and kempt, why can't you have... I have a gobbler. I want a little fucking facial hair.
It wasn't even a policy of the place I worked at. It was that they just don't want to work. If they saw you, they'd go, I don't want that hippie working with me.
Yep.
So then just because of that, they made their employees cut their hair. You had to have your hair at a certain length, and you weren't allowed to have any facial hair ever.
Whoa.
That is such a thing I was not prepared for when I grew my hair out. Just how people, without a doubt, treat you a little bit different if you got longer hair. So, old school people,
they don't like it.
Long hair on dudes, there are some old school people who just fucking hate it, and they get angry about it.
Oh, man.
You wouldn't believe the emails I would get. I'm like, what the? Like an 8-paragraph email about my hair?
Oh, dude, I had long hair in middle school, high school, and college. Every now and then I would just grow it long, you know? And geez, even back when marijuana was way more demonized, people did not like if you had long hair, you looked anything like a stoner. People hated you.
Denny's told me, he goes, dude, just prepare. People are gonna hate.
They're just gonna hate on you for whatever reason.
And
you were
like, nah, that'll be nice.
Well, I'm like, everyone's gonna hate on. So I get it. I'll get some hate. I'm like, holy shit. Fucking half our audience turned on my hair.
People do, man. They do not like long hair.
They do not. At least not on me.
No.
So Amanda goes off. Her last question here is, the snack pack gives me such amazing Beastie Boys vibes. I was wondering how you came up with the band name and if you ever considered the Feastie Boys, and also was this Jaybird's first band?
Not my first band, and no, I've never considered the Feastie Boys, and I came up with the snack pack because I just thought it was, at the time, I was doing a bunch of songs just about food, but then we morphed into Aliens. Stuff and Bigfoot
just
stuff.
Funny pop cultural
things.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much what it's all about. And that's pretty much what the snack pack's about. It's goofy, stupid, let's have some laughs, and let's take goofy issues and make them serious.
Yeah. It's funny. It's a funny recipe.
Feasty Boys is funny, though.
Yeah,
I know you say the Yeasty Boys.
Yeah, Yeasty Boys is, you know.
Grosser.
Yeah, nobody really wants a yeast dick.
My gosh. Definitely not a yeast dick.
I wouldn't say anyone really wants a yeast.
Well, the yeast puss either, neither.
Thank you, Denny's. I was kind of...
Sorry, I was trying to clean it up.
Thank you for cleaning that up for me, because could you have said puss any more aggressive? You popped your pee on the microphone.
Oh, it's coming
pop
off.
That pussy. Pop the pussy.
All right, I'm going to go on and buy insurance.
No, 5 more minutes. No, you just gave us 5 more minutes. We started late. We gotta give the nice people a little extra.
Oh, yeah, what time did we start?
Well, we've been going 51 minutes.
Oh, we have?
Is that what we do?
Yeah, let's give him a couple. Read a couple more emails.
Right.
It's nice to give the
good
people.
This one's good. I like this one. Happy belated anniversary, Jaybird. You made 20 years on the show on April 23rd. You were crowned the new KVJ employee over Daniel Beard. Remember, that was one of your competitors in the five.
It was Cody, it was Phil, it was Dwight, it was Terry, and it was me. It was five.
I think Cody is Daniel Beard.
Oh, is Cody?
I think.
Okay, maybe.
One of those, that's the name over one of the guys.
All those guys in that contest, by the way, were really, really nice. I still talked to pretty much all of them except for the Terry dude.
They were all amazing.
Yeah, they were.
Such good guys.
They really were.
Aw, that's so sweet. Okay, this one is from Veronica, and it says, "Hi, I accidentally ran into a 2018 segment about Jaybird Stalker. Is this the same one that you now have a new stalker?"
No, this is all different.
And on that note, are there any updates about the new or the old stalker?
So the one that would always go to events, that would stay in the distance, that would weird out me and mm-hmm. Denny's, and then she'd come up to the at the grocery store. We talked about her a lot.
Female.
Yeah, she was a female. She would drive by the house sometimes. She definitely knows where I live. Mm-hmm. But I never felt threatened or anything like that. It was just more of a, I think she liked being talked about, and you know,
yeah, every time we'd see her, we'd bring her up. So I think all that was kind of
she might have wanted that D.
I mean, maybe not. But though, there's been stuff recently that's different, and I'm a little bit more alarmed about that. And there's been a few things throughout our career that we've never gone on the air mm-hmm. because it's just it's kind of a little bit more dangerous. But there was we've had a couple situations where I did have to get put on record with the police just to let them know, because motherfuckers are, there are some crazy people out there.
And you have a video of a guy in your backyard.
I do.
It's just
kind
so
of
easy.
Alarming that he was all the way in your backyard and you have a fence.
And I swear on everything that I believe in, that was not me. I know.
We know it's not
you. Anyone who looks at it and knows you definitely knows that's not you.
I don't know, man. Even people we work with go, "That was definitely you." I go, "I swear that was not me."
You ask the new guy. That new guy don't know you yet.
I didn't ask anybody. No, people are going, "That was you, right?" I go, "No, it was not." But, I mean, Denny's, you...
It's definitely not you.
It's not me.
I mean, but it's just like, how do you say? You just go,
it's hard to, you know, if someone's fucking with you in the chat room, "Oh, it's definitely you, Bert," because the people, you dick around in the chat room. But
when some people, I think, are making jokes, you know, it kind of...
But when you talk to people and they're going, "That was definitely you," and face to face, you do get the feeling they think it was me.
Mm-hmm.
I swear it wasn't me.
It just sucks when you're getting stabbed.
Yeah,
It wasn't me.
I'm typing in the chat room. I swear to God.
It's so easy. I just did it as an experiment. Just typing any of your guys' names in, it pops up everyone's information.
It's so easy. It's so easy.
What do you do?
And I'm the kind of person that I want to be able to be open with the people listening to our
Absolutely.
Show. I don't want to be standoffish. And we have an amazing audience. It's usually 1% of people that make things weird, but if, you know, throughout your history, 1% can...
9 out of 10 are cool.
Yes.
I would agree with that.
But there's always one that wants to either be mean or scare you or start some shit.
Or they love the show, but then they turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird thing that's happened.
Yeah.
That happens.
Very weird. And we'll end here on this one. Positive shout out to Vicious V for looking fabulous and always having an amazing smile on her face. This past Friday, I ran into her as I work in the same building as Panda, and I saw her and the family outside in the parking lot. I didn't go up and say hi, even though I wanted to. I had cocktails at lunch. That's when you should come say
Absolutely.
Hi to me. When you're drunk, I want to talk.
So we're gonna end the podcast.
Thanks, Jamie. I'm so sorry we didn't meet, but I'm gonna come look for you because now I have your work address.
So we start with shitty insurance. We end with pompous
informative insurance.
I love it.
I looked cute.
Virginia's the
best. And that's really the wrap up for today.
We gave you guys some extra minutes because 20 minutes.
Yeah, you can
really
subtract 30 minutes of that.
By the way, I'm just kidding. I don't think it sucked at all. I love hearing you talk. I think you're very smart when you talk about something.
Well, we'll talk more insurance when we end this.
We should never talk insurance again.
Thanks, guys. We'll see y'all tomorrow.